especially as an organization, what we understand is that most people, they give their zakat in Ramadan. So does that mean there's a specific time to give zakat, and is it in Ramadan?
Yeah, a lot of people have this misconception. They think that there's zakat season. So in
Right,
Ramadan, zakat
zakat
season comes
season.
around and they get leaflets regarding zakat, or there's awareness about zakat, and therefore people give their zakat in Ramadan. But in actual fact, Ramadan is not directly linked to zakat in any specific way. In actual fact, zakat, the necessity of zakat upon every individual is on a different date.
Right.
How does it work? It works like this, that the first day that a person becomes sahibi nisab, a person possesses the minimum amount which is required for zakat to become obligatory. So for gold, that's 7.5 dollars of gold, and silver, 52.5 dollars of silver, if somebody has, that's the nisab. And if somebody has cash, then it's the equivalent value of that amount of silver.
Right.
So if we say that's nisab, now the person who gains, for example, let's say there's a young lad, he's 18 years old, he's got his first job. Before that, he hasn't got any
Yeah.
money, he hasn't got any money to his name. He might have a few pounds that he's gained on Eid or on his birthdays, but nothing which reaches 200 or 230 pounds. So now he starts working, and now he starts gaining a steady income. After a couple of weeks, once he's gained his first couple of weeks of wage, now his assets or his wealth goes above 229 pounds.
Right.
Now his wealth has gone above 229 pounds. Let's say he's got 250 pounds now in his account. Now he must make a note of that date, and he must make a note of the Islamic date, not the English date,
Yeah, this is the
because the
norm
English
practice.
date and the Islamic date, obviously,
There's around about 10-day
there's 10
difference,
day
isn't
difference,
it?
isn't there? So when a year passes in the Islamic date, then according to the English date, there's a 10 day difference, so there's going to be a problem there. So we have to make a note of that date. So this young man, he's made a note of the date when he received
229
229
pounds that
pounds.
we're talking
Yeah.
about.
In this particular context. So now you made a note of that date. Let's say, for example, that comes to the 1st of Sha'ban.
Right.
Okay? The 1st of Sha'ban this year. Now, next year, when the 1st of Sha'ban comes around, that person will calculate his wealth again. And he'll
Yeah.
look at how much gold he has, how much silver he has, how much cash he has, and he'll calculate everything that zakat is done upon. So if he has any debts or anything, he can minus those
You
debts
can minus those
and
debts.
see how much is left over. So now, if a year later, on that exact date, the 1st of
First
Sha'ban,
of Sha'ban.
when it comes around the next year, his wealth is above 229 pounds, the nisab, whatever the nisab will be. Obviously, the rate of silver will change, so it might
Yeah.
not be exactly 229 pounds the next year. Whatever the nisab is the following year, if
So
he
let's just
has,
say it was 229
yeah, let's just
pounds.
say it was. Let's say, for example, the next year he's earned quite a bit. He spent a
Right.
bit as well, he's earned quite a bit. Money's been coming and going. But the next year now, he's got 1,000 pounds.
He's got 1,000 pounds in it.
1,000 pounds is above
He's a rich
229.
man.
So now, he's got 1,000 pounds. He's been sahibi nisab for a whole year. Now he's been sahibi nisab for a whole year. On the 1st of Sha'ban, giving 2.5% of that 1,000 pounds is fard upon him.
It's
It's an
farther.
obligation upon him to
See.
give it on that very day. Now, if he waits another month until Ramadan, if he thinks it's only Sha'ban yet, it's only Sha'ban,
Yeah.
there's a month left to
There's only a
Ramadan.
month left
When
for
I get to
giving
Ramadan, I'll
zakat.
give my zakat. Everybody gives a zakat in Ramadan, I'm
Yeah.
sure there's some kind of link
Yeah.
between Ramadan and zakat. If he thinks this and he waits a month, it'd be sinful for every single moment that he's delaying.
Allah.
So delaying for even one moment, delaying for even one day, is a major sin. So it's important now for that person to actually give his zakat immediately. He has to give his zakat immediately. If he delays into Ramadan, like I mentioned, then he'd be sinful. So it's not linked to Ramadan, it's linked to everybody's specific zakat date, which everybody has based on when they first
Subhanallah, a
became
few very, very
sahib nisab.
important things for the viewers of the channel. On the one hand, is that we do not go by the Gregorian calendar, meaning the English calendar. For example, if somebody thought the 1st of January was when I attained, 300 pounds, 229 pounds, so I'll wait till next year, the 1st of January, to know my Islam. It's by the Islamic calendar, which is about a 10-day difference. So I don't know if somebody can't remember, what day it was. Can they take an estimate?
Yeah, if somebody can't remember, then they should do a ghalib zan, so they should
Yeah.
take an educated guess. So you can, for example, a
What do you
person can
think?
think, when did I get my first job?
I think
Or,
nowadays it's quite easy because we have most of our money in our bank, don't we? It
you
doesn't
can
have to
backtrack.
be in a bank. Some people
It doesn't
might
have to be
think,
known.
oh, in my bank, but it don't have to be in a
It doesn't
bank,
have
does
to be
it?
known. It could
It could
be
be,
under your
the cash
mattress,
you
it could
made
be,
in
in your wallet, it could
under
be
your
any.
mattress.